Verse 4, when he had apprehended him, he put him in prison, delivered him to 4 quaternions of soldiers to keep him, intending after Easter to bring him forth to the people. And the word Easter here should be Passover. It always causes a great deal of discussion, especially among those who like to make a great deal of the fact that we ought not to celebrate Christmas, we ought not to celebrate Easter, and that Easter's a pagan word, and all that. Well, this should be Passover, intending after Passover to bring him forth to the people. Now, if you'll notice that he sure put him under guard, the guard is really strengthened here and enlarged, 4 quaternions of soldiers to keep him. Well, may I say to you, he apparently expected someone to try to deliver him. Now notice what happened. Peter, therefore, was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing. Or, if you want another translation of that, but prayer was made earnestly of the church unto God for him. They didn't meet together to say the prayers. They didn't go before God and quote a grocery list. They went before God and earnestly prayed that this man, Simon Peter, be delivered. Their heart was in the prayer. Now notice what happens. And when Herod would have brought him forth, the same night was Peter sleeping between 2 soldiers. And how Simon Peter could sleep between 2 soldiers, which you remember that night at the edge of the Garden of Gethsemane, he went to sleep also. And here he goes to sleep again. I would say that Simon Peter did not have asthma. He did not have any difficulty sleeping. He just could sleep any time. And what wonderful confidence he must have had in God to be able to sleep between these 2 soldiers, bound with 2 chains, and the keepers before the door kept the prison. And behold, the angel of the Lord came unto him, and a light shined in the prison. And he smote Peter on the side, raised him up, saying, "Arise up quickly." And his chains fell off from his hands. And the angel said unto him, "Gird thyself and bind on thy sandals." And so he did. The angel appears to him, tells him to do a very reasonable thing. Put on your shoes. Dress yourself. Nothing in the way of alarm or a flight that's made quickly. So he did. And he saith unto him, "Cast thy garment about thee and follow me." And he went out and followed him, and knew not that it was true which was done by the angel, but thought he saw a vision. He thought he was in the prison, dreaming all this. When they were past the first and second ward, that is, they certainly had added to the guard to make sure they kept Simon Peter in prison. I think they expected something like this. You'll recall that the Lord Jesus had come forth from the grave, and that was a source of real embarrassment to them, and they're not going to let something else happen. And so they double the guard, in fact, more than that. And when they were past the first and second ward, they came unto the iron gate that leadeth unto the city, which opened to them of his own accord, and they went out and passed on through one street, and forthwith the angel departed from him. Now he's got him out of danger, and he lets Simon Peter now go on his own. Now the church, remember, in Jerusalem was praying for Simon Peter. And when we say here, I should call attention to that. In verse 7, when it says the angel of the Lord, it should be again an angel of the Lord. The angel of the Lord in the Old Testament was none other than the pre-incarnate Christ. He's now at God's right hand in a body, glorified body. And it's not the Lord Jesus. It's an angel delivers Peter, and the prayer of the church now is definitely answered.